This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 30th. God's word to you today is powerful proof. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 1, verse 14, and it says, "The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so that we could praise and glorify him." Ephesians 1, verses 13 to 14 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory." When you come to Christ, when you put your faith in Jesus, you are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. The New Living Translation says the Holy Spirit is God's guarantee. You have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. Even though you cannot see it, in the spirit realm, there is a mark on you. The people in the demonic world can see it and identify you as a child of God. I'm sure you are familiar with the negative supernatural speaking of how they can identify God's people. What they see is the mark, the seal of the Holy Spirit upon us. If you do not have the seal, you can get that seal today. Yes, you can. How? Come to Christ and put your faith in Jesus. Please take the verses we skipped in Ephesians 1 into your personal Bible study and chew on them. Please read Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 22 from the New Revised Standard Version. As we read, "I am trusting that the Holy Spirit will teach us all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen." The book of Ephesians focuses on the spiritual state of the church, and that is why it is so powerful. While Ephesians focuses on the spiritual state of the church, other books like Acts of the Apostles pays a lot of attention to the physical state of the church. I believe that if we get the spiritual state of the church right and become all that God has created us to be, then our physical existence becomes much easier. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3 focuses on before and after. What Paul did in three verses in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 3, he did in three chapters in Romans, Romans 1 to 3. Before and after, this is who we were and this is who we are now. Before and after is so important and powerful. One of the greatest ways of marketing is word of mouth, testimonials. The marketers must have copied this from the Bible, particularly those in the weight loss industry. I'm sure you're familiar with those ads where they tell you one pill can help you drop 20 kilograms in 1 week. Their key selling point is the before and after image of someone from a fat stomach to a flat stomach. What happens next? People begin to buy the pills because the power of before and after is undeniable. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, because I am in you and I am marked with the seal of your Spirit, let the testimonial of my life be a powerful witness for God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.